Tom, did you have a Javi moment yesterday? Because he had a home run. I'm curious how long this bit's going to go.
I know. I was wondering. I kept waiting for the text and never got it last night. I just thought maybe you'd randomly, you know, shoot us a text every once in a while just to see what Javi was doing.
Busy evening last night, okay? And I forgot to tell you guys about this, but I did have some sort of moment yesterday. Okay, so I did prep yesterday afternoon, roughly around 3 o'clock, finished it, maybe a little earlier. And the only thing I did not watch or listen to any of the Tiger game yesterday, the only thing I knew was they were losing 1-0 when I was doing prep. I saw it on ESPN.com. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I got in the car, I turned it on, and he hit a home run.
You got in the car?
It's the first play I heard. So the other night I had texted you guys and said, yeah, Javi's the only one without a hit.
Yeah.
And he hits a home run on cue instantaneously.
It's the Milliken
effect.
I turn
on the car, and he hit a home run instantaneously. Truth, I am not making any of this up.
No, I wouldn't think you would.
To think I can just do anything for Javi anytime, I don't think so. Okay.
Well, I want to know why the hell it's taken this long for you to have this effect.
I mean, the law of averages in baseball is you get a hit 3 out of 10 times, you're doing good. So I don't know what's going on here exactly, because the other night it didn't matter. It made it 15-1.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, Bale almost a walk-off.
The go-ahead, yes.
In the bottom of the eighth?
Yes.
Javi Magic.
Tom Milliken equals Javi Magic.
Well, I mean, in August, OPS of 859. Here we go. Does he fire things up to make it interesting for Scott Harris in the offseason? I got to believe no.
So Wojo and Rieger.
In my heart of hearts, it's got to believe no.
Wojo and Rieger last night were talking about, are you like optimistic, or do you think the Tigers are progressing, or do you think they're, you know, and Rieger just kind of broke down for a second. He's like, here we go with Javi. He's going to suck him in and suck you in just enough to think, oh, he's going to be able to stay on the team and then do this next season.
Oh, no. I would be shocked if there is a fan, and there's an exception to every rule. There's always an outlier. But in this situation, I got to believe that there is not one single Tigers fan that, whether it's over the past 7 days, 2 weeks, and if he does this over the last 6 weeks of the season, that would say, what if they keep Javi? Did he find something? No.
That person doesn't exist.
No, that person cannot exist. That's not anywhere that would consider wearing an Old English D hat as a fan, as an outlier. It just doesn't exist.
No. That's like an invention of ChatGPT. That's like an algorithm. That's not a real person. Nobody.
What about Tiger beat writers?
No. What about you? What about you? If you get dialed in enough.
Oh, you know what I said. That's my one deal breaker. He cannot be on this team after this season. He can't. Yeah.
What if I told you that one bald executive producer could resurrect a career?
Why?
What if I told you?
Let's talk about the future.
Yeah, okay? Because the future, we'll get a chance to look at it today.
Yes, Jace Young makes his debut against the New York Yankees, a surprise call-up yesterday. John, I'm going to say something nice about Scott Harris. This is a good decision.
It seems obvious, but yeah.
Well, I say this because a year ago, Colt Keith had better numbers and didn't get the call up. And we saw Colt Keith go through some initial Major League Baseball struggles early this season. So what I'm hoping is Jace Young comes up and he's not going to necessarily hit the cover off the ball. He'll probably go through that adjustment period this year and have a better chance to hit the ground running next season. It gives them a real honest evaluation. Is this guy a third baseman? 16 errors in 65 games at AAA. Can he hit major league pitching, or is this a position that needs to be addressed?
So we talked about it with AJ yesterday in regards to Parker Meadows, about what he has seen differently since he's been called up. And he talked about bringing him up at the end of last year, which feels very Jace Young-like. And we were all excited. He batted him lead off at the beginning of this year. Obviously, he had some major struggles, got sent back down. I don't know what the roller coaster looks like for Jace Young, but just like you, and I think just like a majority of Tigers fans who at this time of the year, this is what we have to look forward to, because we're not a playoff team. And even though they've won four straight, 7.5 back of the wild card, no. this is an opportunity to look at what some of the future look like. And all I can tell you, Jim Costa, is thank goodness he's not blocked.
How long were you sitting on that one?
All morning. All morning. And just a look behind the scenes, you were giving the whole Chapman speech to us in the you know, clubhouse there, the whatever we're calling it, the bullpen. The club, we'll call it the clubhouse, bullpen, locker room, whatever. And I was just sitting there going, oh, wait till he hears this one. Thank goodness he's not blocked.
I said off air, and I'll say it on air.
Everybody spit out their coffee as they're driving to work this morning.
Yeah, okay. All smarm aside, all Chapman stuff aside, if you were going to punt on the position, the least you could do was see Jace Young this year. If you weren't going to block him, then you may as well play him, and I am excited to see what he does to wrap up the season.
Yeah, whether it was now, whether it was a week from now, you knew that this was going to happen at some point. So why not make it sooner than later and see, give him as many at-bats, as many balls hit to him at third base as possible? Because that's, I think a lot of people are excited about what he can do at the plate and be a contributor, you know, on the offensive side. Defensively, he's a trained second baseman that they've moved to third. He has struggled a little bit. Now, I don't want to say a lot. That's the weak part of his game right now, because he is still trying to learn how to play the hot corner.
The bat's what got him drafted. The bat in AAA this season has been good. He's hitting .257. He's got an OPS over 800. It's not even what Colt Keith was doing last year. So again, brace for young bats. He's going to need hundreds of at-bats. It's better to get those at-bats right now as opposed to next year, where you hope to be more competitive. Let him get an early start on potentially being a guy who's in the lineup every day. And I say potentially, because that's the thing with prospects. I mean, he's a top 100 guy, fingers crossed. The Tigers, I think, have five or six top 100 guys. They're not all going to pan out, but start getting some answers. That's what AJ was referring to yesterday with us, is that they're going to start figuring some stuff out. We're going to get some answers. So Jace Young makes his major league debut later tonight against the Yankees.
It's going to be fun. And you're going to get a chance to, you know, obviously we're seeing Kerry Carpenter, we're seeing Colt Keith, we're seeing, you know, Justin Henry Molloy, all of these different guys that you think could be a part of what Scott Harris is talking about, finding that core. And now you're going to get a chance to see if some of these other young guys that we haven't looked at, we've talked about on the fringe, when are they going to get a call up? Now's the time. And we'll get a chance to see if they possibly can be a part of the core.
Some ticket texts coming in. I am the one guy who wants Javi back. Kobe in Chesterfield.
What?
Kobe, can you call in? I know you're probably on your way to work or you got other stuff. Please explain this. This ticket text is insufficient. What do you mean you want Javi back?
What does that even mean? You want him back? Why? Stake your claim. Are you a White Sox fan? Are you a Twins fan?
Do you hate us?
Yeah, do you hate everybody here?
I'm not saying that I'm the one fan, but you guys should look at his stats since the injury. You guys might be surprised. Well, we can dig those up.
Yeah.
This next one says, Tom, the Harvey Whisperer Milliken. What if I told you? Breaking news, Tom Milliken responsible for Javi getting a four-year extension.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. I'm out.
Done. I just said to Paul Sarah, I go, I believe he's the worst acquisition in the history of Detroit sports, considering the money. Yeah.
Oh, there's no question.
And
I don't even think it's close.
It's bothering me that I feel that way, and he's haunting me a little bit right now.
What if I told you that for the final 6 weeks of the 2024 season, they tapped into Javi Magic, airing Saturday, 6 o'clock?
Let me know when you're done. I'll jump back in.
You wanted to know if someone was out there. We got a couple ticket texts. We can dig up the Javi numbers. What I don't want to do...
They're just trolling us. It's possible. Do we have a number on that text? Can we prove that it's not Rieger?
It's 97-1.